Now, Grace Kelly was one of the leading Hollywood figures of the early 50s, famed for her glacial beauty and innate sense of style. She appeared alongside many of the greats, Cary Grant, James Stewart and Bing Crosby, and starred very famously, of course, in three Hitchcock films, including the classic Rear Window. Then, in 1956, her film career, came to an abrupt halt when she married Prince Rainier and took on a whole new role as Princess Grace of Monaco. She died in a car crash in 1982 when she was just 52. This weekend, a new exhibition of her clothes opens at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. I went to see it and met Princess Grace's biographer, Sarah Bradford, and the show's curator, Jenny Lister. She told me first about Grace's attitude to her clothes.
I think she was quite sentimental about clothes, and she talked about how she treated them like old friends. And it's nice that she actually was quite practical and liked to get her money's worth out of her clothes too. But obviously that's great for us as a museum, so this collection survives, and it means that we can show her wardrobe as it changes from her days as an actress in the 50s through the 60s and 70s.
And the earliest item that you have in the exhibition is the one that we're just in front of, which is this flesh-coloured, very simple, tight-waisted dress.
That's right, and it's really very emblematic of her style, because she did like to keep things very simple, but she loved luxurious fabrics. And this is a beautiful antique lace laved over a flesh-coloured underdress, and she wore it in Cannes at the film festival, and she also took it with her to Monaco after she was married, so it obviously was a very favourite dress.
Sarah, tell us about Grace Kelly's family. I mean, I knew the Irish-American side of it, which is her father, obviously, but her mother was of German stock.
Yes, and the mother was very beautiful. I think she'd been a beauty queen. She was a PE teacher, and she was really quite a hard woman. She wasn't nice to Grace.
Neither was
the father.
Oh, really?
Just not thinking much of her.
Because she wasn't athletic, was she?
Because she was athletic by anybody's ordinary standards, but not by theirs. I mean, father won the single sculls in the morning and the double sculls in the afternoon
in the Olympics.
Okay. So they were great athletes. And Grace was the middle child, the disregarded girl. And I think this had a considerable force in getting her out of Philadelphia, getting herself into acting, getting to Hollywood, and eventually becoming the princess she always wanted to be.
When did she leave the family home then?
She was only 19, I think, when she went to the American Academy of Dramatic Art. And then she did her first film, and she thought how bad she was in it. That was High Noon, the famous one with Gary Cooper.
Segment 1. Now, Grace Kelly was one of the leading Hollywood figures of the early 50s, famed for her glacial beauty and innate sense of style. She appeared alongside many of the greats, Cary Grant, James Stewart and Bing Crosby, and starred very famously, of course, in three Hitchcock films, including the classic Rear Window. Then, in 1956, her film career, came to an abrupt halt when she married Prince Rainier and took on a whole new role as Princess Grace of Monaco. She died in a car crash in 1982 when she was just 52. This weekend, a new exhibition of her clothes opens at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. I went to see it and met Princess Grace's biographer, Sarah Bradford, and the show's curator, Jenny Lister.
Segment 2.
She told me first about Grace's attitude to her clothes.
I think she was quite sentimental about clothes, and she talked about how she treated them like old friends. And it's nice that she actually was quite practical and liked to get her money's worth out of her clothes too. But obviously that's great for us as a museum, so this collection survives, and it means that we can show her wardrobe as it changes from her days as an actress in the 50s through the 60s and 70s.
And the earliest item that you have in the exhibition is the one that we're just in front of, which is this flesh-coloured, very simple, tight-waisted dress.
That's right, and it's really very emblematic of her style, because she did like to keep things very simple, but she loved luxurious fabrics. And this is a beautiful antique lace laved over a flesh-coloured underdress, and she wore it in Cannes at the film festival, and she also took it with her to Monaco after she was married, so it obviously was a very favourite dress.
Segment 3.
Sarah, tell us about Grace Kelly's family. I mean, I knew the Irish-American side of it, which is her father, obviously, but her mother was of German stock.
Yes, and the mother was very beautiful. think she'd been a beauty queen. She was a PE teacher. And she was really quite a hard woman. She wasn't nice to Grace.
Neither was
the father.
Oh, really?
Just not thinking much of her.
Because she wasn't athletic, was she?
She was athletic by anybody's ordinary standards, but not by theirs.
Segment 4.
And his father won the single sculls in the morning and the double sculls in the afternoon
in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. So they were great athletes. And Grace was the middle child, the disregarded girl. And I think this had a considerable force in getting her out of Philadelphia, getting herself into acting, getting to Hollywood, and eventually becoming the princess she always wanted to be.
When did she leave the family home then?
She was only 19, I think, when she went to the American Academy of Dramatic Art. And then she did her first film, and she thought how bad she was in it. That was High Noon, the famous one with Gary Cooper.